Oh, that Vince Vinyl, he's just the most.
At 92.9 FM, it's Boulder Creek Pirate Radio, KCUF. 10 p.m. on November 20th, and time for the Fighting Forces Friday Show.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Sam Spoons, rhythm pole. And Vern Dudley Bohay Noel, bass guitar. And Neil Innes, piano. Come in, Rodney Slater, alto saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Butlin, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace, clarinet. With Garner Ted Armstrong on vocals. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing. In the groove with Harold Wilson, violin. And Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton, ukulele. Hi, Eric. On my left, Sir Kenneth Clark, bass sax. Great honor, sir. Especially flown in for us, a Sessions Gorilla on Vox Humana. Nice to see Incredible Shrinking Man on euphonium. Drop out with Peter Scott on Duck Call. Hearing from you later, Casanova, on horn. Yeah, digging General de Gaulle on accordion. Really wild, General. Thank you, sir. Roy Rogers on trigger. Tune in Wild Man of Borneo on bongos. Count Basie Orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone. Back from his recent operation, Dan Drop, hot. And representing the flower people, Quasimodo on bells. Wonderful to hear Brainiac on banjo. We welcome Baldunikin as himself. Very appealing, Max Jaffa. That's nice, Max. What a team, Zebra Kid and Horace Batchelor on percussion. And a great favorite and a wonderful performer, all of us here, J. Arthur Rank on gong.
Let's do it. Me and you.
One on one? You're crazy.
I'm sorry. level. Welcome to the next level. Yeah.
Service. Mr. Bombastic. We want some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shaggy. Mr. Lover, lover. Mm. Now, Mr. Lover, lover. Girl. Mr. Lover, lover. Now, Mr. Lover, lover. She call me Mr. Bombastic. Tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box. She says, I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic. Touch me on me box. She says, I'm Mr. Smooth. Just like a silk, soft and cuddly, hug me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical lover. Now take me thin or filled with my sexual physique. You know me well, Bill. Do me, oh my, well, well, can't you tell? I'm just like a turtle crawling out of my shell. Girl, you captivate my body, put me under a spell. With your couscous perfume, I love your sweet smell. You're the only young girl who can ring my bell and I can take rejection. So you tell me go to well, I'm bombastic. Fantastic, touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic, she touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Boom, 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 busting. Call me fantastic, touch me on my box, she call me Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic, she touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Boom, boom. Gee whiz, baby, please, let me take you to an island of the sweet cold breeze. You don't feel like drive, well baby hand me the keys and I will take you to a place and set your mind at ease. Don't you tickle my foot bottom, baby please. Don't you play with my nose cause I'm a hachoom sneeze. Well are you are the bun and me are the cheese. And if I'm me at the rice, well baby love you the peas. I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Boom Boom. Bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic. Touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Boom Boom. I say give me your loving, y'all your loving well good. I want your loving, y'all be it like you should. I give you your loving, girl your loving well good. I want your loving, y'all your member the would you like to kiss and caress, rub down every strand of your bandages. I'm bombastic, rated as the best. The best you should get, nothing more, nothing less. Give me your digits, chat on your address. I'll bet you confess, when you put me to the test, that I'm bombastic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Boom. She says I'm Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic. Touch me on my box. She says I'm Mr. Bombastic. Why? Girl, your admiration, it'll lead me from the start. With such physical attraction, girl, you know to feel the spark. I want a few words, now go tell you no sweetheart. Now go laba, 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 la, na chat pure fart. I'll get straight to the point, like a horror dart. Humble lay down in my jacuzzi and get some bubble bath. Only sound you will hear is the beating of my heart. And we will, and have some sweet pillow talk. I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on my box, it says I'm Mr. Rowe.
Nothing wrong with a little bombast now and again. That was a track from Shaggy. And here come the Mummies before that. Libido Knievel, the name of the track. And thanks to the Fitchburg Frog for that one. The outrageous horn thing in that set was the Young Bloods Brass Band. And the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band kicked off this week's Fighting Forces Friday show. Howdy folks, Vince Vinyl here, and we are indeed into another FFF program. Every Friday night, we dedicate the 10 o'clock to midnight hours of our broadcast to uniformed men and women in Iraq and Afghanistan. We record the show and send a bunch of copies to military units and individuals in those two combat theaters, just to make damn sure they know they are loved, missed, and needed back home. As we approach the holiday season, it's imperative that every GI in harm's way knows that he or she is supported by us all. I've got some great stuff picked out for the show this week and some pretty good requests to cover. Let me just get in this public service announcement and we will get it on.
This last line is for ticket holders only, please. Ticket holders
all right,
only.
Move it. Look out. Hey, I'm cutting in front of you.
Wait a minute.
Coming through.
You can't do that.
Yeah, who do you think you are?
Yeah. Me?
Yeah.
I'm an obnoxious butthead.
Oh, he's a butthead.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, you know them well. In fact, you encounter them every day.
Hey, you just parked in front of my driveway. What are you, a butthead? Yeah. Oh. Sorry, I'll just back out over my lawn.
We call them buttheads, but they're actually the unfortunate victims of cranial rectosis, a condition which causes people to lose all feeling for others simply because their head is jammed up their... Well, you get the picture.
Excuse me, but this is a no-smoking section.
So, what are you gonna do about it, cupcake?
Don't do anything. He's a terminal butthead. A public service reminder from the Committee to Replace Lab Animals with Buttheads.
makeup today. I think you look so fine. You look best when you rise. It's too bad that you have to leave. Pay attention when you're driving down the street. I told you so many times. Where did you go? You were here yesterday. Oh, why did you leave? Why did you leave? And now I'm stuck here thinking about your face. Oh, why am I so weak? Why am I so weak? Just a quick, my love got into a wreck. It didn't hurt you, but it got my chest. How could I be so blind? And since that day, all I get is an excuse. I'm sorry, I can see you fucking rah, rah, rah. I heard them all so many times. Where did you go? You were here yesterday. Oh, why did you leave? Why did you leave? And now I'm stuck here thinking about your face. Oh, why am I so weak? Why am I so weak? When you were here, we did nothing but fight. But now that you're gone, my life's not that light. I really want to work this out. The 20 excuses come out of your mouth. It's when I thought I'd never be alone again. You turned around and said we should be friends. I really want to work this out. The 20 excuses come out of your mouth. And it's so hard to stop calling you around the clock just so I can sleep. I'm always here when you're free. And now it's plain to see you're getting bored with me. Where did you go? You were here yesterday. Oh, why did you leave? Why did you leave? And now I'm stuck here thinking about your face. Oh, why am I so weak? Why am I so weak? When you were here, we did nothing but fight. But now that you're gone, my life's not that light. I really want to work this out. The 20 excuses come out of your mouth. It's when I thought I'd never be alone again. You turned around and said we should be friends. I really want to work this out. The 20 excuses come out of your mouth. Why do you look so fine?
Take my surround us, we won't be. Break your heart. Run out now into the. Then you can start to give that inner brat a hug. Till the dickhead pulls the rug. Take the fall from high above and go to death. Do what you want. It's just the rage. Just the rage. Just the rage.
Believe if it turns you on, take what's
Prostitution is revolution. That's from Bus Driver, and I believe there's some merit in that claim. Rage was from Blues Traveler. 20 Excuses, or Why Did You Leave, was The Supervillains. And Turtle Bayou was a new track from James McMurtry. A rainy Friday night here on California's Central Coast, but we're doing it for the GIs now, so the weather ain't relevant whatsoever. Stick around, be right back.
It's time to call it a night.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
You don't want to go home alone, but your options aren't looking good. You could get hammered to close the deal, but this one's looking pretty rough. Introducing Beer Goggles. Instantly turn an oh no into a hell yes. Beer Goggles by Schmarmco. Our patented reverse skankification technology optically refocuses the textured light, sending false hottie signals to your balls and brain. So give her a whirl. She may have been beaten by the ugly stick, but you'll still be sporting wood. And ladies, we haven't forgotten about you. Introducing Beer Goggles for her. So leave your pride at the bar and take that dog to the car.
Thanks, Beer Goggles.
Say, I want to give a shout out and send our sincere condolences to Crow Hunter, a member of the Vietnam Vets Motorcycle Club in Indiana. He answered his country's call and served in Southeast Asia 30 or 35 years ago. He survived to get back home, but he suffered a parent's worst nightmare last week when he had to bury a child. His son, Sergeant Justin DeCrow, was one of the soldiers killed in the madness at Fort Hood, Texas. We are grateful to Crow Hunter and his son for their services, and our hearts go out to him on his terrible, tragic loss.
And the beat goes on.
It's the Vince Vinyl Show on KCUF, Boulder Creek.
Now here's a live track for you. Not the best quality and fidelity, but I think you'll like this one.
Just outside of Johnson City, on a dark and twisting road, in a Kenworth 18-wheeler with a heavy shifting load, he was pushing through to Binghamton, though the hour was getting late. Pfizer's finest on a mission to the pharmacies upstate. He was on a holy mission. There were men who couldn't wait for his 20,000 pounds of Viagra. He clocked 700 miles since he climbed into the rig. Just another 25 or so would finish up that gig. But the trailer hit an oil slick, and down the hill did fly, oh my, till it landed at the bottom in the town's water supply. It was instant rigor mortis, what a hard way to die. Save your son, shield your daughters, there's Viagra in the water. All over Johnson City, people rising with the dawn. They drank their morning coffee, took their showers, watered lawns. And who could have predicted all the changes up ahead? Men were getting up for work and heading back to bed. So many called in sick, you would have thought a virus spread. Down at the courthouse coffee shop, they stared in disbelief as a pack of thirsty lawyers started filling out their briefs. But at the local college, the young men appeared much smarter. No chromosomal mystery, they simply studied harder. Now water on the rocks is the latest party starter. Save your sons, shield your daughters, there's Viagra in the water. much worse. The Johnson City firemen curse their wretched luck. They could not get their fire hoses wound back on the truck. Sprinkling holy water at a funeral, Father Ryan said, oh, you know what he said? I know I've saved your soul, but I've never raised the dead. Would a couple strong men help me now close the casket, please? Oh, this next verse is so hard to get through. Old man Weisberg took the shower of his life. Then he marched into the kitchen and he called out to his wife. She knew something was up as he stood naked at the table, holding two cups of coffee and a half a dozen bagels. It had been at least a decade since the last time he was able. Save your servant. Can you handle more? Believers seeking miracles, the pilgrims came in whole. The waters of Viagra grew more popular than Lord. The clergy quoted scripture, but they found it hard to sell. But those who chose to be anointed were pointed straight to hell. Despite the dire warnings, the crowds began to swell. Some hardened politicians came into town one day with their permits and their pipelines, pumped the waters all away. From the heart of Johnson City rose the mournful cry of men. But the women knew another truck was coming through again. Don't worry, there's a truck next week. We'll spread the oil again. Save your son, shield your daughters. There's Viagra in the water. Sing along, it's not so hard. Save your son.
You can't tell, I got a heart on from hell. I just sit back and watch it grow. Well, if you can't tell.
after there. Good morning, little schoolgirl. You know, back in the day, Alvin Lee was a guitar god to me, and my opinion ain't changed too much over the years. Hard On From Hell was Buck Naked and the Bare Bottom Boys, and Christine Lavin started the set with a live track, Viagra in the H2O. 15 minutes before 11 p.m. on Fighting Forces Friday night, I'm Vince Vinyl, no need to reveal your ID at this time. This is Boulder Creek Pirate Radio.
Move over, Honda.
Make way, Suzuki. The ultimate two-wheel experience is here. Yes, 5,000 cc's of flaming fury, waiting for a man macho enough to tame it. It's the Kamikaze XS, and it'll take you from 0 to 200 miles an hour in under 6 seconds. Hold tight, because this babe's got everything except brakes.
What?
The Kamikaze XS. It's the last motorcycle you'll ever ride.
Woke up this morning and the streets were full of cars, all bright and shiny like they just arrived from Mars. And as I stumbled through last night's drunken debris, the paper boy screamed out the headlines in the street. Another war, now the pound's looking weak. And tell me, have you read about the latest tweet? Well, bingo numbers and our names are obsolete. Why do I feel bitter when I should be feeling sweet? Hello. This morning and my head was in a daze. A brave new world has dawned upon the human race. Where words are meaningless and everything surreal. Gonna have to reach my friends to find out how I feel. And if I taste the honey, is it really sweet? And do I eat it with my hands or with my feet? Does anybody really listen when I speak? Hello. Hello, hello,
snow going down. Who's getting sent back down? There's a brand spanky new kid in town.
Sensation, you just keep changing the station. You know what love is about, heard it on your stereo. Everybody does without broken-hearted comic book heroes. Don't worry your pretty little head now, honey, 'cause it's only top 20. Radio girl. Everybody's waiting for fairy godmother to show. You're not holding your breath anymore. Turn up that radio. That sound just came in from the left field, and you're going right through the windshield. Isabella, they want to know what's wrong with you. They want you to come out and play. You're gonna push in all the buttons and blow them all away. They got their whole lives to tell you just how much stuff they can sell you. Whoa, radio girl, radio girl, living for that 3-minute song. Welcome to the real world. Grand sister, sister, that's right, mister, radio girl.
Skippy, some smart folks in that set right there. You want your song played on air? Make sure you put a radio reference in it. Or talk about DJs. We love that shit. That last piece was Brit picker Albert Lee and Radio Girl. Satellite radio was Steve Earle. We heard from San Jose Los Gatos outfit Smash Mouth. And Queensbury did Hello, Turn Your Radio On. Say, we're just 5 or 6 days away from Thanksgiving. Hope all of our listeners have a very nice meal and reflect on the meaning of the holiday next Thursday. And we want every GI to know that we're thinking of them. If you have a relative or even a casual acquaintance serving in the military, make sure you tell them not to worry about a thing. We will catch them up when they get home.
Hot Rock Radio, all the hits, all the time. All the same.
You're listening to Vince Vinyl on 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek.
Here until midnight, just about an hour left in this week's Fighting Forces Friday show. Right back.
Nothing is more important than the safety of my child. That's why I trust the Invisible Fence for Children. If my child tries to leave the yard, it delivers a 20,000 volt electric shock directly to her spine. This provides me the peace of mind to leave her alone to play in the yard. But people often ask, what happens if an abductor grabs her and tries to take her from the yard? Won't the collar keep shocking her? Absolutely. That way, her screams of agony will alert you and the first responders to her approximate location. Invisible Fence for Children. Invisible Fence for Peace of Mind.
Say, you know, I don't think we have done anything outrageous at all yet tonight. I'm just not happy unless we cross the line at least once or twice each show. This here ain't much, but it'll get us started.
Running naked down the state highway. Running naked in the middle of the day. Running naked like a tomcat's behind. Running naked but the cat don't seem to mind. Give me your heart, I'll give you mine first. Give me your time, I'll give you my trust. Buck naked now, like when I was born, baby. When will we find out? Why does it take so long? Thank you. I was born. They're all naked in the land where I come from. I'm a long, long way from a great high plains now. We're all naked if you turn us inside out. But naked now, we ain't got no clothes. Bare ass for sure, in the eyes of God. Naked in my heart, naked in my soul. Oh, how does it feel? Anybody know? But naked now, but naked now, but naked now, in the eyes of the Lord. Twice as hot. Oh, she wakes up every morning and she folds my clothes. Doesn't care about the strippers dancing at my shows. She knows that I love her, so I just wanted you to know.
Nasty way you curse. down. It's wild how you sit. Grind your heel in the ground, the groovy way you spit. Ooh, you look good. Like a bad girl should. When I need love, I love how you feel. When I need dough, I love how you steal. I love your sick way you think. The way your perfume makes you stink. Ooh, you look good. Like a bad girl should. It's my spleen. Ooh, you look good. Ooh, you smell good. Ooh, you taste good. Like a bad girl should. Bad, 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 bad girl.
That's the ticket. My girl is red hot, but yours ain't, Jack. Robert Gordon and Link Ray teaming up for that one. Like a Bad Girl Should was the Cramps, Half Your Age and Twice as Hot was from Kid Rock. And I told you about Buck Naked, so we are caught up. Howdy, folks. Vince Vinyl here, and we are doing it for the GIs tonight. Wouldn't happen without you, though. I sure as heck appreciate you tuning in.
Hi, this is the Personal Nurse, here with a reminder for you movie fans. Wednesday, it's 92.9 Midweek Madness at the Boulder Creek Multiplex. Every Wednesday night, we join the theater in offering a special midnight screening of a one-of-a-kind flick, especially for KCUF listeners. Mention the station and get in for just 92 cents. Here's what's showing this week.
Hello, I'm Helga, the girl whose intimate life story has been made into a controversial motion picture, one that candidly reveals all the emotional and physical aspects of love. It omits nothing. The camera explores everything, from the moment of conception to the birth and delivery of my baby. Everything is frank and revealing, yet filmed with impeccable taste. Some scenes may shock you, but shocked or not, you will join audiences and critics everywhere in praising its frankness, in revealing things that so long have remained hidden. Helga has been hailed as a monumental landmark in the field of sexual instruction, as well as engrossing entertainment. Parents, because of certain revealing scenes, we suggest you see Helga first. Judge for yourself. Come see me. Please.